Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody to the live program here on May 15th, 2015. It is 7 p.m. Eastern, and we are live here on the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show. That's right. We are so excited that you are tuned in. We are so excited that you have told all your friends about the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show and that you're calling in at 347-989-1719. That's right, 347-989-1719. Be sure to press the number 1 on your phone keypad so that we know you are there. Now, this show is live the first and third Friday of each month. That's right. And we ask you to go to blogtalkradio.com/MindBlowingTanaAlonzaShow so you can sign up to get all of your updates and know exactly what we're doing here on the program. So you are well ready when I say, ladies and gentlemen, Tana Alanza is alive and in the house.
Well, hello, everybody. This is your girl, Tana Alanza. Today is the 15th of May, and it is 2015, so what, 515? So that's 3 5. So in the I Ching, for those of you who study the I Ching, you know triple five means big money. So this is going to be a time when some big, big moolah is supposed to be coming up into his house, okay? And I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in to me and calling in. We're going to have a good time, and I'm going to try my best to keep you entertained, and we're going to have a ball. I'm going to do some psychic mini readings. I'm having my callers to just please limit it to one or two so I can get to as many people as I can. And some people say, well, hey, slow down, I talk kind of fast. I don't mean to be. I'll be just trying to get as much as I can in so that I can read as many people as possible. I welcome confirmation, and I'm happy to get confirmation so that people can see that I do know what I'm doing on here. I've been doing this a long time. And, you know, how long have I been reading professionally? Since 1993 is how long I've been reading professionally. Born with the gift of intuition, clairvoyant, clairaudiency, clairsentience, a seer, ESP. They call me everything, but I said, don't call me late for dinner, honey. And I also am a third generation gifted person in my family, even though my mom and my dad have the gift and my grandparents have the gift, well, had the gift, and I'm the only one that's doing it professionally. You know, where I'm glad to be able to use my gift to help people and bless people with their questions, comments, concerns, situations in life, and things that go bump in the night. And we're going to have a good time today, but I do want to tell y'all something, because I got my book out. You know, it's something when I got my book out, okay? This is Llewellyn's, let me get my glasses on here. This is Llewellyn's 2015 Moon Sign book, okay? And that is the book that tells everything about the signs, what day, what phase, The waning moon is when it's third or fourth phase. Waxing is when it's increasing, the first or second phase, the new moon. And then the day after the new moon, you know I have y'all do y'all checks on the yellow paper with the red ink so you can draw big money in all month long. It's a nice money. But the reason why I got my Llewellyn book, okay, is this is the 110th annual edition. And how much did this book cost? It costs $13.95, and you can get it at any of your bookstores, or if you want to order it online, you would order from Llewellyn, LLEWELLYN.com. If you want to order the book, and it's $13.95 is Canadian. It's $11.99 U.S. currency. I wanted to say that because I know I got people listening from all over the world, so they want to know. And so we're going to go into that Mercury retrograde, okay? And the Mercury retrograde is going to be coming in this month. This is the second time of the year it's coming in, because it came in before January 21st, 2015. It didn't leave till February 11, 2015. Now it's coming in May the 18th, 2015, which is Monday, and it comes in at 9:49 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:49 p.m. Pacific Time. And it leaves, Mercury retrograde leaves, or ends June the 11th, 2015 at 6:33 p.m. Eastern Time and 3:33 p.m. Pacific Time, okay, West Coast, okay. And so, you know, it seemed like to me, I'm going to be honest with y'all, it seemed like to me the last 3 weeks, it seems like whatever the planet said, see, I don't know this stuff. My Annette, she knows that stuff. She's really good with astrology. She know that stuff, honey. I don't know that she's really well versed in that. And wherever the planets are, whatever going on, the effects of this Mercury retrograde has already taken on. So people are already arguing, having misunderstandings, disagreements. Honey, people ready to catch cases. When I'm reading people lately, I got to stop them from catching the case and going to jail and stuff, because I'm not coming up with no bail for nobody. I'm not going to do it. And it's a lot of misunderstandings, and it's a lot of treachery, conniving, deceit, lying going on already. And it's been for the last 3 weeks. So even though Mercury retrograde has not gotten here yet, it's like the effects is already here already. So I'm thinking, wow, hopefully they will leave the 11th of June and won't hang around and be and the residual remnants will be here. I want that to go away because, you know, that's a time when folks lying, cutting up. And I was saying before, for those who are listening for the first time, that's during a time where it comes three or four times a year, Mercury retrograde, and Mercury is the planet over communication, over any type of communication, news, internet, social media, you know, the radio, anything that you can get communication through, newspaper, you know, it's off. It goes backwards. Retrograde means backwards. So things, people are lying during that time, arguing, debating. They conniving, treacherous, and they thieving and they stealing and stuff. They screwing your husband and all of those stuff. The sister, and the, it's a whole bunch of foolishness going on. People are violent. People drive crazy during a Mercury retrograde. So it's a lot of road rage. On the TV, you see a lot of folks killing and shooting and robbing and girls found in trunks. And so it's a whole lot of that. Oh, Lord, did I jump the different screen? And so that's what I was saying. Don't break up with a person because when you're arguing and things are off, they don't know that it's off. You know, in a Mercury retrograde, people say things they don't mean to say. And some of my girls be like, look, I'm going to divorce. I'm going to divorce this cat. No, you don't want to do that because they don't even know that they're even yelling and having a disagreement and things like that. And so I just say be patient and, you know, ride the tide. No talk about divorce. If you can help it. Now, if they was a damn fool before the Mercury retrograde, then you just got a damn fool on you. But they just act worse during the Mercury retrograde. That's what I wanted to say. And so some people, you know, they really trip out. People get violent, and you don't want to buy – electronics are off. So you don't want to buy any electronics and computers and stuff like that, tablets, Androids, because not a phones are computers today, you know, with today, you know, technology. And so I wanted to tell you that if you buy a car, it's going to be a lemon, okay? So you don't want to buy a car. You don't want to start anything new, a relationship or a job. If you do get this, usually in Mercury retrograde, this time period, which is usually at least 21 days. It can be as short as 19 or 18, but sometimes it can be as long as 24, 25 days. If you're going to go ahead and buy a car, it's going to be a lemon. It's going to be a lemon. He's going to lie to you like a dog. He or she, the salesperson, is going to lie to you like a dog. And you're going to want to come up there and shoot him. No. Don't buy no electronics. They're going to be on the glitch. And then at home, your products and things and electronics can go haywire. So they say back up your computer stuff, you know, on a disk and all of that stuff. And they, you know, TV's going to blink. You got to call the TV repair person. The microwave breaks and stuff like that. Girls, I was going to say, I'm going to say it. Shoot, I can say this. We all grown up here, I hope. Girls, different gadgets be going out during that time. Because I had a girl to call me last retrograde, and she was PO'd, okay, because three of her, you know, situations broke, you know, and I was telling her that things go glitch and they, you know, things happen to toys. And anyway, getting back to the story, you might be going shopping and you in the line, you know, paying the cashier for your stuff at the conveyor belt. She'd be like, $15.95. Don't punch her, don't slap her, okay? It's just that it's Mercury retrograde. She don't even know she's talking to you like that. She don't know that she's going to be dead. So y'all just be patient, breathe, and remember what Tana said, and you'll be okay. I don't like it because this is really, really weird. My friends, I got some friends that's really going through it, and they telling me they want to catch a case so bad they can smell it and taste it. But, no, it leaves the 11th of June at 6:33 p.m. Eastern Time and 3:33 p.m. Pacific time. Now it comes back again the September the 17th. I don't know what day that is. It comes back September the 17th, 2:09 p.m. Eastern time. And Pacific time, that would be 11:09, so stay 3 hours behind us. And then it leaves October the 9th, 2015, at 10:57 a.m. Eastern time and 7:57 a.m. Pacific time. But of course, when it comes, you know, before it comes, I'm going to always let you know so you'll be more alert and aware. And then also something that's coming up in July. It's going to be a Venus retrograde. Now, Venus is over love, quick money, any type of love, romantic relationship things, that's over. That's what that is over. And Venus is over marriages and lovers and fiancé, weddings, boyfriend, girlfriend, and all of that stuff, or girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it's going, whatever that I did, along with this romantic. And that people will say, I think I want to break up with this person. I don't think I'm with this person. Y'all could be hot and heavy. And then, I mean, popping, flaming hot and heavy. I mean, crispy, hot and flaming, you know, hot on fire, y'all, you know, y'all relationship. And then the guy or the girl said, you know what? I don't think I'm feeling you right now. Bye. Boop. That's because it makes people second guess their relationship. I don't like you. I thought I liked you. You're just good in bed. But outside of bed, you ain't worth a damn. You know, you might hear them say that. So if they said, I'm going to get married, you don't want them to get married during that time because the guy will go, oh, I changed my mind and not show up at the door. And y'all be hunting them down with some guns. So that's going to be 6 weeks. That is 43 days. That comes in July 25th, 2015 at 5:29 a.m. Eastern time and 2:29 a.m. Pacific time, and it leaves September the 6th, 2015 at 4:29 a.m. Eastern time and 1:29 a.m. Pacific time, and that's Venus over love, romance, relationship, oogie woogie, booty call, you name it. Stuff in that realm goes kind of haywire then. So if you say, well, he was calling me girl and he was just so into me, and then here come what, July 25th, and you like, and he gone, that don't mean he won't come back after what, September the 6th get here, but I just want you to know it's nothing you did wrong. It's just that time period is over love. And the only good thing that I do like about this is that it don't come but every 18 months. Where, you know, every year, Mercury retrograde come 3 times a year. Every year you can count your watch and do, you know, count your watch to it. Where this comes only every other year, so to speak. It take a year and a half for it to come back. But they do last 6 weeks, though. So people be, like, taking off and leaving, and they call, and the guys be like, okay, it's like she's so stalking me. Tana, I need a reading. You know, this one's stalking me. I don't know why, but I just don't want to be bothered with her. So they change the numbers. So I don't want you to be... I'm going to be talking to you before the Venus retrograde, but I don't want you to be surprised because this is when folks be changing numbers, giving you the wrong number. They'll change addresses on you, change jobs to run away. If a person's like, I just can't let it go. I just can't let it go. He just looked the one for me. My spirit guys told me I'm going to marry him Thursday at 4 o'clock. I just can't let him go. So that's why I called him 38 times, and I text him 40. And then the number was changed. I don't know why. I don't know why. I get them calls now. I do get them calls now. I do want to do some shout-outs for the show before I go forward. And if anybody wants to ask me questions on the Venus retrograde or the Mercury retrograde, I'll be more than happy, the best of my ability, on what I do know and what I learned about it. But I want to give some shout-outs to Devin and Lucilia and my CC, Kim and Nikki. And Lisa, they are the nurses over there at the hospital that's taking care of my mama, and they doing some good work. I want to say, Mama, I love you. You are going to pull through this. It was a scare, y'all. I had a scare. I was down for a minute, but, you know, nothing can keep good girls down. But your girl had a little bit of a scare this week and, you know, had a little slight emergency health challenge, but she's doing okay, and I just love her. I love her to death, and I know she is listening to this broadcast, and we all send you love, Mama Cedar. We all send you love, and those nurses at that hospital, they are beautiful to my mama, so I'm giving a shout-out to Lisa and Nikki, and I want to give a shout-out to Dana, Lisa, and Marsha, Brittany Bloom, Brittany, my girl in California, Shelly, Renee, my girl Annette, of course. Let me see, Kim and Lashina, Lucilia, and I said that. Terry, Hilda, and Monique, Aubrey, Devin, Arnella, Akila, Verna. Ooh, she can make some good cakes. Lord have mercy. And Tony, and Debbie, and I call her Aunt Debbie, and Taja. Carmen, she's in my prayers out there in Cali. Carmen, Lola Lane, and Professor Mireille Miller Young, and I always forget people, and people cuss me out after the show. Phil and Monique, his wife, Aisha, Shawnee, that's my girl, LaTanya, and like I say, Aubrey, I said, hey, I'm giving a shout-out to Aubrey, and Tara in Mississippi. I'm going to say hi to Tara in Mississippi, and Tina in New York, Samara in New York. I got my actresses and actors on the line. Elder Vincent Saunders. Y'all haven't heard from him since last year. He's a prayer warrior. When this man has such a powerful vibration. I want to just school y'all. For the ones who are listening for the first time, I don't want to bore the ones who know this, but I had a guest on here last year, and his name is Elder Vincent Saunders, and he has this gift. When he pray, you get what you want. His vibration, his energy is so, so very powerful that you can pray. You can say, I ain't seen Joe in 20 years, or I've been trying to get this court case. He prays over it. It's a done deal right then and there. And when the doctors thought that things wasn't going to work out, he prayed over my mama on the phone. My mama joking and laughing that day. She was, hey, give me my pocketbook. I'm going to pay some bills. Go get my pocketbook out the closet there, honey. So I'm like, mama, she was under anesthesia. She was under the anesthesia. When he got through praying, I'm talking about Elder Saunders, and he had some prayer partners with him over the phone. My mom was like, get me my pocketbook, please. Give me my credit cards. I'm going to go ahead and knock some bills out. I'm like, what? Now, mind you, major surgery. And then I want to give a shout-out to Dion. I was going to forget that Dion and her sister. But, you know, today I had got a scare, but like I say, he's the man. And so I'm going to be having him on the show because I'm going to have him on regularly because he would love to pray for people who wanted to call and have him pray over situations, things, people, what have you. He said he would love to come on here and pray. He'll pray for you off the show. You can email him or give him, you know, he'll get your number. You'll take his number. And he's a blessing in my life, I'm going to tell you, because I had a situation he prayed over, and I just knew it was doomed. And what he did, he prayed, and I'm going to tell you something. The situation was, like, knocked out in a week, and I was like, whoa, you know. And I want to say, give a shout-out to my girl Lady V, and let me see, I think I'm trying to remember everybody I can. But, yeah, that's what I want to say about Elder Saunders. So he's going to be on. I would love him to be on the day, but I know he's, like, unavailable right now. But that's what I wanted to say. And let me see. What else? Any updates? I'm still doing calls on King, and that those are per-minute calls for those who don't want a reading in person or a personal private telephone consultation, who want to call on King, that's per minute. You know, that's a little different, but I take payment over PayPal when it's telephone readings, or I do them in person. I do the reading parties and the workshops and the seminars for those who don't know. And I, let me see what else. I've been reading since 93. I can read, I'm clairvoyant, so I can read the past, present, and future. I can read 6 to 8 to 10 people through you, corporate readings, relationships, finance, bedroom stuff, school, scholarships. I do casework in the whole nine yards. And what else? I tell you how to get the man to kick him to the curb, stalk. You know, we have a ball. We just have it's a lot that I do. And so saying hey to Mama Sita, and I'm going to take my first call. It looks like I have a nice person named Lisa from Canada who has a question on relationships. So now I'm going to take Lisa's call from Canada.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, darling?
I'm all right. So,
well,
I want to
thank you for calling in today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
Hey, my pleasure. I appreciate you supporting the show. Okay, so you said you had a question on relationships. Okay.
So I had a really bad breakup about 4 years ago. And recently, I've been having dreams about this person. And I don't know. Like, I don't really know if this person is going to come back into my life or if there's going to be proper closure on the situation, because I'd like to sort of move on from that, whether it's going to be with this person or without this person, because there is someone else that I have my eye on, but I kind of want to wrap up that old situation. So I just wanted to know what you see on that.
Well, and you said this was 4 years ago, oh, darling?
4 years ago, and I just started having dreams.
You're getting his vibration. Well, I can totally tell you, you know, that answer. What you're picking up is you're picking up him thinking on you, and he has residual energy in his thoughts because y'all was together. So that's why you're picking him up. And he says, why am I having him in a dream, a vision, or whatever? You're picking him up thinking on you, and so that's why that's strong. I do see closures coming. I don't see this vibration staying with you forever. And I do see that you will be connecting. But I didn't see you connecting exactly with the person you got your eye on. I saw another person coming to you that's going to be approaching you. And you're like, I'm just like, I met this person, but I didn't think nothing was going to be going on with it. And you're going to end up getting into a relationship with this person. You will have a good time. You will be nervous at first. You're saying, I don't want to really jump in with both feet. Let me see how this is going. But you will end up going with the person. You're going to have a relationship, and you will forget about four-year, you know, the man from 4 years ago, okay? I call him four-year man. Now, I will tell you something. You will see him again. I see you're going to be going somewhere. I don't know if it's like you're outside, and it looked like it was warm, so it's going to be summer or spring because I see flowers and stuff. And you're going to be coming out somewhere. He's going to be coming in. And I look like I saw a Francisco type of cafe, like where you eat or drink, you know, outside, you know. And I saw a wrought iron gate, and you're gonna, and this person's gonna see you for your man. How you doing, Lisa? You're gonna say, hey, you're gonna keep it moving. He's gonna stare at you because you're looking so good and you're sharp. I see you dressed so nice.
Well, I like that.
And he's gonna say hi. He's gonna be cordial, but you're gonna walk away, aren't we? Hi, Brad. Nice to see you. Oh, you look so good. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Keep it moving. Now, he's going to stand there and watch you and stare at you till he cannot see you anymore. He might want to call you. Leave that be. And then he's going to want to explain what happened. But you're going to be in with another relationship by that time, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Good, good, good. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling. Good. Keep us posted. Thank you for calling. Really appreciate everything.
Thank you, my dear. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, dear. Okay, the next caller is Des Moines, Iowa. It's a question on love, and I think her name is Jen, and that's the next caller.
You taking my call?
Hey, thank you, sweetheart. Hey, thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem. It's my pleasure. And, sweetheart, you had a question on love?
Yes. Do you see me getting into a relationship soon?
I did see something, but I see some things have to be cleared up first. I see that Spirit says you got something you got to do first, because if you didn't take care of this, it's either finances or school work. It wouldn't work because your finances would be triggered with your mindset and energy with a relationship. Does that make sense? You know, some people like me, it's hard for me to get in a relationship if my money is not straight, because I'm focusing on my money and not giving the person my all. So I saw a relationship is going to be popping up, and it's some things around you now, but Spirit says that you have some things to take care of before you get into a relationship, because when you get in one, it's going to be deep. It's going to be a strong, committed relationship, and so I just seen some things you got to take care of for our stability-wise. My Spirit said this before you get the relationship, but when you get it, it's going to be long-term, too, by the way. I want you to know that.
Is this with the person I'm thinking it's going to be with, or?
I see him, but I see another guy, too. I see two of them you're going to be dealing with, the one you're thinking of, and there's another one that's going to come up in there, too. You're going to like the first one that we got our eye on, but the second one is the one that's going to really, really sweep you off your feet. That's what I want to say.
Okay.
But
when
I thought
you don't
have to take care of business first. This looks like it's going to be by July, no later than August. So middle of July, beginning of August, I saw both men. But you got to take care of this other situation first, though, with your security. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, things aren't really bad right now in that respect. But I just
you got
job,
some things you got to take care of, though.
Permanent.
Yeah.
I can see that I'm not a permanent employee yet, but I should be by September-ish.
Yeah, but see, we're talking about before then, we got to keep locked on some money. You see what I'm saying? Before they hire you. You know what I'm saying? We want to secure some stuff. And I saw you, you know, getting, you know, saving some money and taking care of business financially. But we got to make sure we locked in and we can count on this first, because that can be a thing on our psyche. You know, you can still date, but we need to make sure money is locked up first and this is locked in like Flynn. You know what I'm saying, darling?
Yeah.
And then we'll feel better.
So the long-term relationship, did you see it with that first guy or the second guy?
Well, sweetie, you're more than welcome, sweetheart, to call and do a personal, but I did answer your two questions, though, but I do thank you for, calling me, though, because you get
thank
two questions,
you.
That's why. Oh, hey, my pleasure, darling. Keep it posted, darling. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Baby. Okay, you're welcome, sweetheart. Okay, the next question is Sophie in California, who has an insurance claim. Is it going to go smoothly? Okay, let me answer. Hey, darling, how are you?
Hi, fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Oh, my pleasure. You're so fun to listen to. You always bring a lot of good stuff to the table.
You.
And I'm looking forward to hearing your prayer warrior. I'm like, yes.
he's going to blow your mind, because I'm telling you, you can feel his energy and spirit through the phone, and your mouth is going to like drop open like mine did.
Wow.
I'm like, what? And he says, now watch. And then with the results are so instantaneous, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's rare to come upon. I know people like that exist, but it's really rare to come upon them. That's wonderful. So I'm going to be listening on Friday, so I don't miss them.
yeah, because I would love it. You know, I got to see what the network say. I would love to do every Friday, you know, but y'all would probably get tired of me. But I want him on, like, all the time. So if his schedule permits, we're going to have him on as much as we can.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay, so your question, Sugar Plum, was, is your insurance claim going to go smoothly?
Yes, I submitted everything. I had lawyers tell me how to do it.
I
dot all my I's and cross all my T's. I don't know. My question is, will they come back requesting a lot more information? Will it, you know, or will this kind of wrap up pretty quickly now?
Well, I didn't see this going really fast. It's going to be delayed. You know, Mercury retrograde, I forgot to say that. Mercury retrograde has things delayed. And also, something that I forgot is things from the past and people from the past got a habit of coming back during a Mercury retrograde. So what I did see, since money's going to be coming and that's Mercury retrograde, you will have things to go smoothly. I want to say that first. I did see some positivity with this, but I saw it going a little longer, and I saw some postponements of court dates and things like that. And I did see one lawyer on the other side going to want to get crappy and try to ask you for stuff he know you don't have. Can you produce this? You're going to surprise him, because you're going to produce it. If we got to go to Google and Google search this, we're going to get this in and make him look stupid, stupid time three. And I do feel you will do good, but I want you to email me, Sophie, and my email is Tanna, my name, T-A-N-N-A, Tanna, T-A-N-N-A, Alonza, all one word, A-L-O-N-Z-A, because I'm going to tell you what to do so you can go ahead and be awarded everything you want in this here claim. You're going to email me after the show, and then we're going to go ahead and I'm going to tell you how to take care of business with this claim, and you're going to be just ready to go out and have a party and celebrate at some club when you leave this, because if you're going to get it, it's going to be a slight delay with the Mercury retrograde. Okay.
And that's at TannaAlonza.com, right? Tanna@TannaAlonza.com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, honey. And what should I put in the box? What should I put in?
Hi, I'm Sophia from the show, and then I'll know who you are.
Okay, great. I will definitely do that.
These things are going to go good, but this lawyer is going to want to act a little bit hetchy-detchy. But we're going to go ahead, we're going to knock him right on out, because he's not going to expect you to know what to do.
Yes.
And you're going to have your stuff together. It's going to be sold up, okay?
Yeah, that's how they usually are. They don't usually expect you to know.
Well, this one is a little bit cocky. This old short looking bastard, he's a little cocky looking something. I don't like him. So we're going to go ahead, and he's going to look stupid because he sure think he got his stuff together. We're going to sew it on up on your end, though.
Okay, honey. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Thank
I
you
do
for
appreciate
calling.
It.
My pleasure, baby. I appreciate you.
All right.
Now I'm going to hand it over. I can't talk now. To Annette.
All right. Well, Tana, I'll take it. All righty, then. We are so grateful that everybody is tuned into the program and enjoying themselves here live on the 15th day of May, 2015. This show is live the first and third Friday of every month, so we want you to mark that in your calendars. We also want you to write down that website, TanaAlanza.com. Lots of great information there, ways that you can hook up with Tana, schedule your private readings with Tana, because that's important. You've definitely got to be scheduling your private readings with Tana. Why? Because you've got business you don't need everybody in the world listening to while they're here on the call on the show. So get in touch with Tana, TanaAlanza.com, or give her a call at 586-944-9289, and set up that private reading with the one and only Tana Alanza. Make sure that you know that she is in your corner and she has your best interest at heart. You're also going to hook up with her on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. She's all over the place. So please, 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 please make sure that you connect with Tana. Remember, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. She's on YouTube, for heaven's sake. Also on LinkedIn. Maybe not as much on LinkedIn as she is on everything else, but get yourself on Instagram. When you ask her those questions about this, that, and the other thing, Instagram her that picture. Let her see it. Tweet her what's going on in your world. And definitely, definitely follow her on Facebook, because she's got so much to share with you. And there is nothing better than a straightforward, raw reading to give you the focus that you need in your life. So you're going to set up that private reading with our girl, Tana, TanaAlanza.com. 586-944-9289. That is 586-944-9289. And you're going to remember that this program is live the first and third Friday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, and 4 p.m. Pacific. My head is just going, we just keep backing it up an hour until we get to the Pacific Ocean, and y'all are 3 hours behind us. So it's four, five, six, and seven. You know, I knew that somehow, but you know what? It's either me or Tana when we talk about that. We're going to mess it up somehow. But that's only because we love you. We're thinking more about you than we are about the silly time frames. But in any case, we are live here on the Mind Blowing Tana Alanza Show here on the 15th day of May, 2015. And I welcome you all in to the last part of the show, because our lovely lady, Miss Tana, is in the house.
Hello, that's my girl Annette for you. Yeah, I be having problems sometimes converting the Central Time and Mountain Time and Pacific Time. I just know 3 hours behind is the Pacific, and what is it? 2 hours is Mountain, and an hour is the Central. And I know my Louisiana girls and Chicago, Alabama, I think Mississippi is Central. And then Pacific, I know, is, of course, Arizona, Seattle, California, Las Vegas. I know that one because I stayed there. And then Colorado, my Colorado girls listening, that's Mountain. That's 2 hours behind. I be trying to get it together, you know. And then I had somebody call from Canada. It's our time, same time as Eastern time here. Florida, Eastern time, New York, Pennsylvania, all of us. The New Jersey, our Eastern time. But you know what, though? A friend of mine, Kay, she's staying, I don't know if she's staying in northern Florida. It was some, she said some parts of Florida is central or something, and I didn't know that. She says, where I'm at is eastern, but they have another part. I don't know if that's accurate. Somebody can, correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't know that a state could have, like, two different time zones. And she said it does, so I didn't know that. I know all of us in Michigan is all the same, which is Eastern time here, but she said it's part of Florida that's central and some part is eastern, so I didn't know that. Okay, I am going to go to the next caller because I have multiple callers on here, and I will be doing my tarot card pull the first of next month of June. I have to go out of state again and travel, and so I'll be in Chicago next month. In July, I will be in Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. August, I have to do a trade show and go to Dallas. November is Edison, New Jersey. So I'll be getting my travel zone again. Let me see. So the next call is Julia in Texas. She has a question on relationships. Is her man on the horizon? So now I'm going to talk to Julia.
Hi. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, thank Julia. You. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show. I really appreciate you.
You are welcome. I appreciate you as well. Loving the show.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm glad. I want everybody to enjoy themselves and have a good time because we try to keep it live here on the Tana Lava Show.
It's good. It's entertaining.
Well, that's good. So you had a show, a question, I'm sorry, on if there is a man on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
I do see, I see men around you now, but I do know you are particular and you're supposed to be, especially today, you know. I do see people that are interested in you, and but you know what? I see like a lot of people looking at you, wanting to approach you. A lot of guys are intimidated of you. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. I could be intimidating.
Yeah, honey, they look at you and they feel your vibration and go, oh, I can't even go there and talk to that. But what I was going to say, something that I was picking up on top of men when you walk at the door, they just like look at you, like you, and be like, oh, I'm scared. I kept seeing a lot of people around you, like family, friends, associates, your family. I keep seeing their friends looking at you, peeping you out. So, like, if you got a brother, his buddies looking at you, cousins, friends, and they look at, so it's a lot of people that's giving you a lot of attention. But I see you in a certain caliber, you know?
Yeah.
And what I want to tell you is I do see some people around you. But you know what I want for you? I'm going to tell you what I want for you.
Okay.
I do see people around, and I see a lot of people. But this is what I would love for you to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
You got like one of them boat cities in your town. Like I stay in Macomb County here, so I'm right off the water, right? So do you have like a yacht club type of club, restaurant, lounge where you at?
Oh, I could find one. Yeah, there's plenty of places on the lake here in Austin.
Okay, because this is the reason why I say this. You know how off the water you got your yachts and you got your sailors and you got your money men, right? They professionals, they execs. Now, I'm going to school you. What I want you to do, I want you to go there. They're going to have the restaurant. They're going to have the club. They're going to have, it's going to be outside. They're going to have a bar and a pool. I want you to go there in your best skibbies, okay? And our hair going to be laid. We're going to have our smell good on. When you walk up in there and that vibe going in, which is money, which you're sophisticated, you're upscale. When you walk up in there, you're going to come out with a boyfriend. Now, I ain't saying you're going to date that day. They're going to approach you, hey, how you doing? My name is John. He's going to tell you what company he owns or what he's going to tell you, companies, plural S, or enterprises he owns. Now, you're going to have four or five of them peeping you out. What you're going to do is they're going to say, oh, she knew me. They're going to look at you like that. You're going to have your paper and pen in your clutch. Okay, because you're going to get some business cards, and what you do, you're going to talk to a couple of them, hey, how you doing? You know, they're going to say, what's your name? Where you from? What you know, like that. You're going to decide which ones you're going to throw back in the water, which ones you're going to keep. Now,
okay. They
will be very generous. Now, I see one of the three men is going to have a private plane, okay? Look like a jet, 6 to 8 passenger. Now, I don't look at it as being his. He might lease it. So I don't see that he owns it. It looks like he leases it. This man is older. I'm looking at, he looks like to me, 53, 55, really pretty hair. He has very pretty, very well groomed. I see he looks exotic to me. He put me in mind of the complexion of old Nassie. You remember Jackie
like
O's husband? You love that. And he is soft spoken. I don't see him with a woman. He don't have a woman. I don't know if she, the wife, dad, or what have you, but he's looking to have a companionship, go somewhere, fly all over. This man is going to look at you. He's going to like you, but he's going to peep you out to see how you talk to the other men, okay? This man gonna sit down and he gonna be really nice and entertaining. He gonna make you laugh. He's very, very comical, but he's down to earth. Now, he does look to me like he got maybe between $2 and $10 million. This man and you can be friends for a good long time. It all depends on you. He's an easy-go-lucky guy. He's very particular like you are. He's going to like your conversation because you ain't stuck up. You real cool and you real down to earth. You speak your mind, and you know how to tell people where to jump off. He likes that because so many people kiss his butt because he got money. He's going to say, hey, how you doing? My name is Julia, and this is how I'm up. You know, I work here. You ain't going to tell him too much, but you're going to say, I work in research and development. He's going to say, where? Well, we'll talk about that another time, darling. He's going to say, I like that spice, because you ain't telling him everything about you the first meeting. And then he's going to say, well, can I take you to dinner? You're going to say, yeah. Now, when you get that big rock, you better call us and you tell us, because he's going to want to be around you a lot. He's going to want to do a lot of travel with you. He's going to want to buy you gifts. He's going to want to take you out. He's going to want to show you off. But he's a very watchful man. He's going to watch, observe, and analyze you a lot because a lot of hoochie mamas is on them trying to get the dough, you know. It's the fact chasing the USA. So, but he's going to see you not like that. And he's going to say, well, oh, I know you're not no hoochie, honey. Mm-hmm. You are of class. But what I was going to say, he's going to say some things like, well, I bought this yacht last year for $8 million, you know. Looking for you to go, you ain't gonna let it phase you. You're not gonna even gonna blame.
Yep.
And then you're gonna say something about, well, I was in a relationship and I bought this young lady a ring. It was 15 carats. You ain't gonna blame. So you're gonna say, oh, I can't move her. Wow. And you're gonna be showing him, honey, I'm used to that, honey. I've had better. Pass the peas, honey. Pass the shrimp. This man gonna then when you show him this, he's gonna wanna spoil and wine and dine you. Now when he buy you this, take you there. Let me fly you to London to get you a coat. Now, once you get home with your girls, then you can scream and holler and go, ow, you know, hit the mother. But in front of him, we're going to always be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm used to things. And I do see that he is going to let you have your space. He's not going to, like, so, you know, stalk you, crowd you. But he's going to be intrigued because he can't feel you out because you're going to be mysterious, right?
That's most guys are like that, yeah.
Well, what I'm saying, this is the one we're going to seal the deal with this. So we're going to go to this yacht club. It's athletic club. It's upscale. It could be, what do you call it, you know, the golf club, you know. And that's where we're going to go ahead and have you hooked up. We're going to hook you right on up right there. Because he's waiting on you. This universe is waiting on you. Now, you please keep us posted now.
Okay, I will. I thought I met him, but this is a totally different.
Well, now this one looks like, you know who he looked like? Now, this is when he was young and on Batman. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going far here. See, you remember Cesar Romero on Batman? Uh-oh.
Mm.
Okay, well, Google him. Google him, and you're going to see young pictures of him in color. This is how this man looks, like a young Cesar Romero. I think he was on Batman. He might have been a Joker. Well, I know he was on Batman and Robin. But very nice. He's dead now. He's an actor, but he's very handsome, and he puts me in mind of the complexion of the old NASA guy that, you know. Kennedy, you know, was married to, Jacqueline Kennedy. So look at him, and you're going to see him. And he's distinguished, but he's not loud. So look at him. You know he's distinguished, but he's not wearing, like, the Liberace rings. This is going to be for you.
Okay.
You're going to be very happy.
Okay.
And you ain't gotta break no sweat either. He's not one to make you, you know, you'd be all right with him. Everything's fine. But the schedule is good, you know. I'm trying to talk cold. He ain't going to wear your backbone out is what I'm trying to say. You know how some people, you be sweating all the time. You know, this one, he's like, okay, whenever, everything's straight. You know, he's very understanding.
Good. I need that.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, it's a pleasure. I'm just happy you called, and I thank you for calling and supporting the show, and keep us posted, my love.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, darling. Okay, next call is Lisa in Boston. She needs to move at the end of May. Is something going to turn up? So my next call is Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. How you doing today, darling?
I'm well. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in the show. I sure appreciate you calling and supporting the show.
Well, thank you for having the show. Again,
oh,
my
thank
question
you. That
is
so good.
My question is, again, in regards to me moving at the end of the month, and I know I'm to stand in faith, but I'm getting nervous because it's coming towards the end of the month, and
mm-hmm.
I just don't know how I'm going to be able to afford to move.
Okay. I'm going to have you email me too, okay, because I'm going to give
okay.
you a ritual to do to get a place and
okay.
to get monies and get some stability with monies.
Yes.
I'm going to have you
yes.
do this. We're going to work on this. We're going to work on this, like, immediately before Monday comes here so we can start,
okay.
you know, bringing some things and making some things manifest. So I'm going to have you email me. Are you able to email me, honey, or do you need to text me?
Yes,
which
I
one
am.
You want to do?
I can
email okay.
you.
My email is Tanna, T-A-N-N-A, at
mm-hmm.
Tanna, T-A-N-N-A, A-L-O-N-Z-A, .com.
Okay.
And I will, we're going to go ahead and get you straight by the end of the month, because I know you have been nervous, and it's hard to
yes.
think. When we got things on our mind, and we anxious, and we scared, and things are jumping off,
yes.
It's hard, but you're going to be okay.
Yes.
I'm going to fuss at you about some things, too, now, honey, because there's some
okay.
money that we shouldn't have spent earlier, and we needed to help, but that's okay, that's the past. We're going to go forward right now with this
okay.
here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're going to get some money, and we're going to get you straight.
Okay.
Just put in a subject line, you know, tell me who you is, and, you know, I called your show, and then that way when I email you, I know who you are, since I got another young lady emailing me about something, too.
Okay.
So we're going to get you straight, okay?
Okay.
All
right. We're
going to go onward and upward. All right.
Okay.
All right. Cool, cool. Well, thank you for calling, honey.
Well, thank you. All right.
My pleasure. Okay, baby. Thanks for calling. Okay, the next call is Jamal in Chicago. Is he going to reconcile with a friend? This is Jamal. Hi, Jamal.
Hey, Tara. How you doing?
Oh, you didn't call me Tara. Oh, I'm going to beat you to death, Jamal.
Oh,
nah, I'm Tana, honey.
Tana, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
my friend anyway.
Sorry.
You
I
were
apologize.
My friend. You were Dion. This
is my
anybody
first time
Dion
listening.
That's my friend.
Yeah,
he said, Tara, let me talk to you. Okay. Well, honey, that's okay. I'll give you a pass. I'm real cool. We're going to have a fun.
This is my
we're
first
laugh
time
tonight
listening.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is my first
oh,
time
is?
Listening. I have to say,
well,
you
I'm glad you called.
I listen to.
Wow.
You are very entertaining. I love you.
Thank you. I like you already. You call me Ben if you want to. Nah. Okay, now. Okay, you want to know if you're going to reconcile with your friend, right?
Yeah, I had an argument with my best friend. She's a real close friend. I want to say friend,
yes.
but she's kind of girlfriend-friendish. So we had an argument
now,
like a few
three
weeks
things
ago.
Today. You said friend, girlfriend-ish, friend, not best friend.
Friendish.
Okay, but ain't
yeah,
no wrong with
I
that.
Went crazy.
You
yeah,
said friendish.
But...
okay.
But... just meaning she had my back. She was really down with me. So we had an argument, and I haven't talked to her since. And I seen her briefly on Facebook and stuff, but she blocked like
mm-hmm.
all my communication. But she's been on my
oh,
mind.
She blocked
so I'm
just you.
Calling.
Oh, she's pissed. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just calling, you know, to see if we're going to reconcile in the future and how that's going to be.
Well, okay, let me go here. You got your, this one's going to be a second here. What I want to tell you about her, I do like her.
Mm-hmm.
And my spirit, just I want to ask you one quick question, Jamal. I'm picking up the number 3. Did you have an argument like the 3rd of April or May or 3 weeks ago?
It was around
ago?
That, yeah. It was like it was like the 3rd or somewhere the first week of April. And it's
okay,
been like,
I keep saying 3 with this. Now, she's
yeah.
mad. She is very mad. She's seething. She, like, wants to, like, spit out fire. But what I want to tell you, the good thing is you and she, yes, 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 and yes, you will reconcile. Will it be today?
Okay.
No. Tomorrow? No. And then we're going to come in this Mercury retrograde, which is Monday, delays. So she will possibly take till the 11th. But what I want to tell you is I'm going to have you email me. So we can soften her up quickly, quickly. She's softening up now because her friends are telling her she's being silly. Get a man a chance. Y'all been friends forever. But I want to talk to you about something, darling. Can I just talk to you about
go
something,
ahead.
Darling?
Absolutely. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's the sexual type of vibe right there I'm looking at here, okay? It's a sexual vibe there. You get what I'm saying, darling?
Yeah.
It's kind of complicating things a little bit there. This the relationship might twist into a different direction. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's like,
okay.
You ain't mad at that, is? You're not
no,
mad,
I ain't
all.
Mad at all.
And I might see that. That's a man for you. You're like, well, bring it on. Well, what I want to tell you about this is she's mad, but it's some feelings that's rising up in her, you know, romantic things. And even though she's mad about this A over here, she's thinking a lot about B over here, okay? You know, this,
okay.
You know, her feelings. So when you do reconcile, which you will, it's going to be a different type of relationship. Yes, she'll still be your friend. Yes, she's going to get in your butt. Yes, she's going to remind you about the 3rd of April for 800 years. She's going to laugh. She's going to blow. She's not going to, like, stab you in the heart because she's going to, like, it's going to come up from time to time in conversation. But
yeah,
it seems like y'all going to be closer in a sexual relationship commitment type of way. Now, I do see there's a guy around her now. It could be a boyfriend or a booty call, whatever. I just see a guy around her now. That's going to kind of like cool off, and she's going to be kind of coming toward you and easing toward you. So your relationship, when you reconcile, is going to get deeper. It's going to take on a different tone. So when you might say, oh, she's my buddy, the buddy thing going to change into more of a friend, best friend type of lover, type of getting to be girlfriend. So that's what she's also tussling right now. She's like, I don't know. You know, she's mad, but she's going to take the block off. And her friends are talking to her right now saying, you know, you got to chill with this. She's not listening to him right now because she's so mad, but she's going to listen and she's going to come to herself. But it's going to be some other things that's going to agitate the pack because she's not, like, looking to, like, be your girlfriend and get intimate and get committed. It's like her body is telling her to do this. So her mind is saying, let's just
and
chill
and
keep this
where
it's at.
Been. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, she told you that, huh?
Yeah.
And
no,
she's mad
it's just
at herself.
The body
language. Mm-hmm. She's mad at herself. She's having self-conflict inside because she's like, why do I feel this way? I don't want to feel this way toward him. I want to just keep it, you know, on the low, we friends, we buddies, we hang out. But her body saying, no, we want that man. Hear what you saying, but that brain, we ain't. The heart is having conflict with the brain.
With the brain,
so
okay.
So she's confused right now. And her thing is, let me just back away from him because I'm confused. Well, no, she's really not confused. Her intellect is saying, leave you alone and, well, you know, he's not my type of guy, and I know him, and he knows too many secrets about me because we are cool. But the body and the heart are saying, look here, now this man, you know he know how to take care of us. Now you know he know. So forget the emotion. This man is not going to hurt you. So she thinks that you're going to, if you go too far with your relationship, that you're going to end up hurting her like a regular man, but you won't do that. And her heart is saying you won't do that. You know, but her head is saying you will, if you go there and she crossed the line, you're going to hurt her like another guy. And her friend is telling her to talk to you and tell you how she feels. Her friend is saying, why don't you just tell him how you feel and let him decide? She thinks probably you're going to say, no, I ain't feeling you like that. That's Rejectionville, USA. She ain't trying to get rejected. So that's why there's a whole bunch going in her. She figured that you got it going on, which you do. And if you go, if she say, guess what, I really do like you and I want to go further, you're going to be like, well, I think that's nice, but, that big but, I have my eye on somebody else. So she don't want to hear that. So her thing is, let me just keep it moving. But really, she's going through her own hell within herself.
Yeah.
That self, that she's looking too much in this situation. That self, you know, she's having that self introspection. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's overthinking it. So I guess what she what it is, you ain't. She figured you ain't showing her. You feeling her like she's feeling you. That's what's going on. You know this, right?
Yeah, I hear you, but that's okay. All
right. Well, what I'm saying, you know, I know what you're thinking. You think I'm like a man, but you're supposed to. You might say, well, I did this, and we might have did that. I don't know how. Well, let me tell you how we think as women. Just because you did something once don't mean you want to come back to the barn and get the eggs from the chicken again tomorrow. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
I got
men think logical. We go, well, wait a minute. So, and this is good. She's legitimate. I'm in her corner for this. Let me tell you what I mean. If you did something once, just say, she can't assume, oh, I can go back anytime at 3 o'clock and go back. It don't work like that, because you could feel different today than you did yesterday. So we can't assume that the door is open for life, because you might come out of a different, she think you're going to come out of a different bag, you know. So you would have to have a conversation and say, well, you know what, Tina, I'm unconditional. I'm your boy no matter what. We can talk. You know, we got a relationship. We've been buddies forever. I like you no matter what. You know, you are my buddy, and I'm not changeable. I'm not fickle, and there's nothing about me that's funny style. If you have this, which you, I would encourage you to have this conversation with her, then she's going to be like, oh, I tell him how I feel, which her friend's going to worry her until she tells you this anyway, because she wants to do what she wants to do some things. You know that record, okay. I want to do something freaky. You remember that record?
Yeah.
She wants to do that there, honey.
Okay.
You know, so I like her. She's a very nice woman, and I do like, she's motivated. She's ambitious. She got a good head on her shoulder.
Yeah.
She's intelligent.
Yeah.
I really love her.
She's
and
really nice.
And she got
nice.
Going on. She dressed nice and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's very fair. She's not funny style.
Yeah.
A lot of people I read, they got bad mental problems, you know, and they don't take the big cool pills. I don't see no mental problems with her. I just see her conflicting her brain with her heart.
Okay.
So I would say wait it out. And things are going to be, there is some stuff to make her melt. Email me after the show, and I'll give you a recipe to make her melt. But you do know it's going to take a minute, because we're in Mercury retrograde as of Monday. And so
after you said that earlier, I was like, whoa, I don't want to, I don't want that to happen during the Mercury retrograde.
Well, you know what? She does love you. You know she loves you. She does love you, not just like you. She really does love you and care for you. And she wants one day to be married to you. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. That's why I'm saying, why is she tripping like this? Because if she just come along, everything will be right. Like, I'm not going anywhere. This is what I want.
She don't know that. She feels that you are changeable. She feels that just because whatever, she feels that if she come to you, you going to be different, feel different, speak different, and she's not trying to feel rejection. But but you know what? Can I be honest with you?
Absolutely.
She's tried to go on. Her heart won't let her go on. So if you say, well, she wants somebody else, another guy, she does, but she's in love with you. Her heart won't let her go no further. So if she was to talk to a guy, it wouldn't work because her vibration is stuck on you. So no relationship is going to work for her. Did you know that? Nothing's going to work for her. I'm not trying to jinx her. I'm not talking negative. I love her to death. I'm just saying, her friend is like, don't go. She's trying to go and meet new folk, but every time she do it, it's like the guy won't call her back. I see that they're not the right guy. It's like nothing will work for her because spirit say she meant for you.
There you go.
You see?
It's written.
You see?
Okay. All right.
What was you going to say, honey?
Well, no, I was going to say this other guy she dating, so that's not working.
Oh, ain't nothing working because a man is on you 98. Now, don't get the big head, Najma. Her man is on you 98% of the time. She's preoccupied with you and what's going on, and the feeling she has for you is stronger than the feeling she had for homeboy, so he just out on this one, okay? So there's
so
no gas. How to say that car's out of gas.
Good. So how come when I reach out on her on Facebook, she don't reach back?
She ain't
because
right
of the
now.
Conflict?
She's still mad. But remember, she gonna kind of soften up. But if you email me, I'm going to tell you what to do in a ritual to make her soften up. But it's still going
to
be a slight delay because of Mercury retrograde. But we're going to get her back in back on the saddle again, and she's going to be A-OK.
Yeah, that's it. You're hired. I need to what's your email address?
It's Tanna, T-A-N-N-A, at Tanna, T-A-N-N-A, Alonza, A-L-O-N-Z-A, .com.
Mm-hmm.
And I go ahead, we'll go ahead and get her. Well, she going to be looking for you in the dark, in the light, and in the moonlight, the sunlight with glasses on, okay?
That's what's up. I'm with that.
I swear, honey. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling, and hey, I just appreciate you for supporting and calling the show, and I had fun with you.
Yeah, I have fun too. You are great. You are the best. And that's it. I'm good.
Thank you.
I got
that
you.
Makes my day.
I got you. I'm going to email
well,
you as soon
you
as I get off this phone.
Okay, and it's my pleasure. And now I am going to pass it over to Annette. And I want to thank everybody for listening to me. And I got to tell y'all when I'm going to be on again. The first Friday of June is going to be the 5th. So I'll see everybody the 5th. And thank you all. Love you. And love you, Mama. And I'll talk to everybody later. Here's Annette.
Thanks, Tana. Tana Alonzo, everybody. Give it up for Tana. And call her, 586-944-9289. That's right, 586-944-9289 to schedule that private reading. Email her, Tana@TanaAlonzo.com. Check her on her website, TanaAlonzo.com. And, of course, June 5th. Next day, we'll be back here live with the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo Show.